Burnaby City Council will hear from the public this month on a variety of different developments and bylaw changes. Whether it's high-rise towers or the beginnings of a new urban village, members of the public can attend in person at City Hall, 4949 Canada Way, at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, October 31st, or attend virtually via Zoom. Keep reading to find out about this month's hearing. You can visit the city's website for more information on how to engage in public hearings. Two high-rise towers are planned for 3965 North Road in Burnaby. Candarel, Chris Dikakos Architects. Two high-rise towers on North Road. Purpose: to allow construction of a high-density mixed-use development with a 56-story high-rise strata residential building and a 43-story high-rise rental building on a commercial podium with offices and street-fronting retail. Developer: Candarel. Neighborhood: Lougheed Town Center. First brought to Council, June 14, 2021. The plan: currently on the site at 3965 North Road is a gas station and an older two-story office building. The 56-story high-rise would include 456 market condos, studios to three-bedroom units, and the 43-story rental tower would include 239 market rental units, studios to two bedrooms, and 77 non-market rentals, studios to two bedrooms. Amenities include lobbies with a concierge, a fitness center, swimming pool and hot tub, sauna, digital theater lounge, yoga studio, basketball court, music room, lounges, co-working spaces and meeting rooms. Phase 1 and 2 of the Brentwood West Master Plan are up at Burnaby City Council. BOSA Development, Chris Dikakos Architects. Brentwood West Phases 1 and 2 to 60-story tower and 43-story tower. Purpose: to allow construction of two high-rise mixed-tenure apartment buildings over a commercial podium. Developer: BOSA Development, Chris Dikakos Architects. Neighborhood: Brentwood Town Center. First brought to Council, February 6, 2023. The plan: the 1.75-acre site at 4430 Halifax Street and 1801 Willingdon Avenue currently has older commercial buildings on it, while the remaining parcel at 4488 Halifax Street is vacant. The first tower will include 472 market strata condos, one-bedroom to three-bedroom units, and 77 non-market rental units, studios to three bedrooms. The second tower will have 266 market rentals, one bedrooms to two bedrooms. Amenities include fitness and yoga facilities, a roof deck, a sky lounge for the market strata tower and one for the market rental tower, a mail room and parcel storage. The first phase of the Willingdon Lands development includes three buildings along Willingdon Avenue and Gord Way. Aquilini Development, Arcadis Architects, City of Burnaby. Willingdon Lands Phase 1 Urban Village. Purpose: to allow construction of a multi-family residential development above underground parking, including three buildings, a six-story non-market rental building, a 14-story market rental and non-market rental building, and a 20-story leasehold strata building with street-oriented townhomes. Developer: Aquilini Development. Neighborhood: Willingdon Lands, beside BCIT. First brought to Council, October 3, 2022. The plan: 3405 Willingdon Avenue. The plan would see 267 leasehold strata units built, studios to three bedrooms, 213 market rentals, studios to two bedrooms, 91 non-market rentals rented 20% below market median, studios to three bedrooms, and 51 non-market rentals rented at market median, studios and one bedrooms. Amenities, depending on the building, include a fitness room, co-working lounge, boardroom, rooftop with children's play area and urban agriculture, a mailroom, barbecue areas, green roof, and lounge with full kitchen. Two mid-rise buildings are proposed for the Burnaby Lake Heights Urban Village. Create Properties, Dice Architecture. Burnaby Lake Heights Phase 1 Urban Village. Purpose: to permit the construction of two mid-rise residential buildings above live work units and underground parking. Developer: Create Urban Development Corp. Neighborhood: Burnaby Lake Heights, Bainbridge Urban Village. First brought to Council, October 3, 2022. The plan: Phase 1 of the site at 7000 Lougheed Highway is on the south side of Lougheed, about midway between Bainbridge Avenue and Spurling Avenue. The site is currently a surface parking lot, with a temporary use for commercial fleet vehicle parking and an accessory dispatch office. The plan includes building a 14-story strata and non-market building along Lougheed Highway and a 12-story strata building between the Esplanade and the Serpentine along the western edge of the site. A total of 512 units are proposed, made up of 446 market strata units and 66 non-market rentals. Amenities include a multi-purpose room, lounge, fitness facility, rooftop and terrace. Non-market rentals on 11th Avenue. Purpose: to establish development guidelines for the site to facilitate development of non-market rental housing. Developer: City of Burnaby. Neighborhood: Newcomb. Staff submitted a proposal to the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp. in March 2023. The plan: the city-owned site at 8304 11th Avenue is currently designated for low-density multi-family development. Across 11th Avenue is a new four-story non-market housing development for the Elizabeth Fry Society of Greater Vancouver, also on city land. The site is currently vacant. Staff plan for CMHC to construct up to 38 units of non-market housing, from studios to three-bedroom units, for families, people with disabilities, seniors and women with children at risk of homelessness. The project will be funded by multiple levels of government. The City of Burnaby's contribution includes land, a $1.56 million grant to offset development costs, and $450,000 to finance city works and prepare the site for development. Bylaw text amendment. Purpose: to propose a number of housekeeping amendments to the Burnaby zoning bylaw pertaining to the definitions of grade, family, and carport, as well as the regulations associated with retaining walls, car wash facilities, temporary buildings and density in the R12 district. Details online.